KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is my banter buddy on the business, Matt Bellany. And Matt, we have talked a lot about the streaming wars, and Nielsen has just come out with the end of 2020 numbers that it has of minutes watched. And from these numbers, we can glean things that don't entirely surprise me, I have to say, about who is watching what. And this is not a, like a finely calibrated instrument right now. It's minutes watched, and they're breaking down certain categories, like which ones are Netflix originals, which ones aren't movies. But one thing that I think you can see here is that Netflix was still feasting mostly on shows, despite all the buzz around The Queen's Gambit, whatever, still feasting on shows that come from other places.
Yeah, I mean, that's the big takeaway here, is that for all the investment in originals, the number one show on all of streaming last year was The Office, which is immensely popular, 57 billion minutes watched. But even if you look at the top shows in general, most of them are network, you know, traditional broadcast network or cable shows. Grey's Anatomy, Criminal Minds, NCIS, Schitt's Creek, Supernatural, Shameless, New Girl, Blacklist. I mean, these are all incredibly popular, and most of them are more popular than the originals. The number one original on Netflix last year with 30 billion minutes watched was Ozark, which, if you remember, came out right when the pandemic started to keep everybody at home. And that really, I think, probably boosted those numbers. But the other originals on the list are The Crown, Tiger King. Then you get the first non-Netflix show, The Mandalorian.
Yes. Disney Plus, though, is coming on strong. You know, there's this chasm kind of between these shows that even if they're popular on Netflix, they just don't compete. And if you've looked at Peacock at all, I will note The Office. I mean, they've gotten it back, and they are relentlessly. I feel like they're going to come to my house and force me to watch Office reruns. I mean, I love The Office, don't get me wrong, but the promotion is absolutely relentless because, of course, you know, NBC Universal paid a lot of money to bring it back to Peacock and give that a boost.
Well, then they're looking at the same numbers we are. They know that it's incredibly popular, and they know that their entire success of their streaming service depends on informing the Netflix viewers that you can't see that on Netflix anymore. You have to go to Peacock.
Right. Now, meanwhile, movies, this is where Disney Plus is formidable, and I think only going to be more so. And of course, we have talked about this before, Matt. I feel that as time goes on and we see more and more, maybe someday this will change. But right now, as we have seen, you know, limited series seem to be more sticky on Netflix. I mean, you spend more time with your characters on streaming generally, more sticky than movies. I was talking to a studio exec this week who said, tell me the name of a Netflix movie where everybody's breathlessly waiting for the sequel, an original Netflix movie. And you have to think about that for a while. But the big exception is kids' movies, and that is where Disney Plus is a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah, a lot of people have questioned how Disney Plus got to 86 million subscribers in just over a year when they don't have that many originals on the service. This is why. This is exactly why. The number one movie of the past year, according to Nielsen, is Frozen 2, then Moana, then The Secret Life of Pets 2, which is a Universal movie that's on Netflix, then Onward, a Pixar movie, then The Grinch, then Hamilton. You have to go down the list to Spencer Confidential, which is seventh on the list. That's a Netflix movie that is for adults, starring Mark Wahlberg. All the other stuff on this list, Aladdin, Toy Story 4, Zootopia, it's all kids' movies. Kids, as we know, watch things over and over. And if you're using the minutes watched metric, which Nielsen does, it really shows the value people are getting out of Disney Plus.
Absolutely. Movies for kids are a big business. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
That's Matt Bellany, former editorial director of The Hollywood Reporter. He joins me this Monday at 1:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.